Hey, Stretto, how are you?
It is a great night, isn't it?
It is a sensational night, and if people thought that last year was good, I can fairly safely say that this year is going to be significantly better.
And that one night recognises 12 months of great business in the Shoalhaven, and it really is an area that has so many outstanding businesses that do so much good work in the area.
Yeah, it really does, and it's a great opportunity for businesses to come together and showcase their stories, but also for those businesses who perhaps don't have as big a profile in the region to really sort of start to get to be known. There are some great stories that have come out of the awards from businesses that no one knew about, and then suddenly they've really lifted their profile in the region.
A lot of great awards for, you know, the employer of choice and sustainability and startup superstars and so forth, but it's really the local ones which I think really give it the fantastic flavour that it does. So outstanding home-based businesses, excellence in community service, not-for-profit, which I think last year was Care South, and the excellence in tourism and hospitality. And we know how important tourism is to the whole Shoalhaven region, and those businesses which operate within that tourism category generate so much great money for the Shoalhaven economy as a whole.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There are some really great stories that came out of last year, and just looking at businesses that are getting entries underway this year, it's awesome to see lots of new businesses who have not been part of the awards this year giving it a go.
Now, you've been very kind and you've extended the period for people to get their nominations in for this year's award. They should have been closed by now, but you've extended it to Tuesday of next week. What do businesses need to do to get their nomination up and running and into the awards categories?
Yeah, look, there are lots of different steps and lots of bits of advice that we give to people to sort of cut a lot of information down. I'd say jump on our website. We've got, you know, truckloads of information on there. We've also started a podcast this year where we interview a range of guest experts who all share their top tips for creating a standout entry. I guess the key things that you should be doing over the next week are really refining and polishing your entry, and that means getting other people to look at it both inside and outside of your business. You know, write a draft, review it yourself, edit it, proof it, go through a really comprehensive process to make sure you're putting your best foot forward.
And Miranda, it's really important, I think, that we know that this is not just about big business. This is about local businesses, mum-and-pop businesses, startup businesses, even one-man operations. If you've got a local business, we want to know about it as part of this year's Business Awards.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, there are, you know, a lot of small businesses in this region, and you don't have to be a large business to have a chance of winning. Every business, you know, is really in there with a chance, and it's about being unique and memorable and standing out from the crowd by telling your own unique story, because no one else has a story like yours.
And if you're sitting there thinking, you know, I'd really like to do that, but oh, it sounds very difficult. It's not really a difficult process, is it? It's just a matter of going to the website and you get everything that you need there to make it a fairly easy process.
Yeah, that's right. And you should enjoy the process too. I spoke with someone the other day who's entering for the first time, and she was almost in tears, in a good way, going through customer testimonials and success stories and realizing what a great job they've done and how they have actually changed lives through their business.
If you're a business and you'd like to nominate, now you can self-nominate your own business. So if you've got your own business and you want to put your name down, you think you're doing a great job, they would love to hear from you. You could be there on the 25th of August for what will be an absolutely brilliant night. So when's the final cutoff point, Miranda?
Final cutoff is 6 p.m. next Tuesday, the 4th of July. Definitely no extensions beyond that point. So please make the most of the next 6 days and put in a great entry, and you could see yourself winning on the 25th of August.
Looking forward to a great night. The Shoalhaven Business Chamber presenting the Shoalhaven Business Awards for 2017. Miranda, thank you so much for talking to us this morning on 2ST.
Cheers. Thanks, Stretto.